Hurry. The words are about to start.
Okay.
Yay!
We're
starting again. Doing this. Okay. It's been a month, but we're back in this month.
Okay,
fine.
I've got this notion that moving out is better than this commotion. If she complains, I won't let her. Tell me what to do.
Been so long.
It's been so long.
Every time we talk about how we gotta do this more often, we do it less.
Even less.
And we drive everybody crazy, but let's celebrate. Woo!
Yeah.
Coors Light tonight is the drug
of
choice.
I'm on a diet.
It's like yellow seltzer water.
I'm on a drunk diet.
I don't know why I'm not drunk. We just had a whole bunch of Chinese food, and I feel like I might puke.
Because it rehydrates you faster than you can actually dehydrate.
That's true. It's like, I feel great and sober. Glad I paid all this money for this booze.
Oh, it's some dangerous stuff.
Can we even call it booze? Anyhoot.
Really. So, yeah, we did go for some Chinese food. It's,
Let's not talk about it.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
And what was that? Cold spaghetti with, like, peanut sauce or something.
Oh, sesame noodles. I like to call that, but it's really Skippy and noodles.
My microphone tastes like peanut butter. Boy.
So there's this thing. I have this theory with Chinese food that you can only... there's certain foods in the world that you can eat and your stomach doesn't realize that you should stop.
Because like
Chinese food is definitely one of them.
Oh, definitely.
You don't stop until you actually get like pangs of hurt.
You know what another
stomach
one is? Chicken wings. Like buffalo wings or something?
Yes.
You're like, these are so good.
I can never get full.
I'm going to eat these every day.
Well, you just get fed up.
Yeah, then you start having weird nightmares because you ate too much.
The last one I find, maybe it's because I'm German and English and my body just doesn't recognize it as food.
Wiener Schnitzel?
No, it's lasagna.
Oh.
Lasagna I could just eat for hours. Just keep on eating. I'm just...
Your stomach's like screaming.
It's like, I'm full! Can't eat anything.
Why aren't you reading my signs?
There's pasta in that fucker.
I'm stretched out. That's it. Everybody out. Same way you came in.
Oh, don't even start. So we're drinking Coors Light. The other thing with Chinese food is I don't know if anybody else has this feeling. Have you ever had Chinese food? Well, while you're eating it, you feel like you're having a heart attack. Like you could feel.
But they're so healthy.
Close. You're like.
Well, my philosophy is the reason Chinese people are so healthy is that like you can't eat, say, fried pork chop with chopsticks. You know.
That might be true.
You well, can have only you ever eat, seen bite-sized morsels?
But have you ever been to a Chinese food restaurant, like one of those small ones? We have these things in Brooklyn. You may have them in your part of the world. What do the English call them? They call them the shit in a box, the takeaway people.
Nice.
They're just takeaway places, so they don't really have that like seating. And if they did have seating, you wouldn't want to sit there because you're underneath fluorescent lights.
Fluorescent lights, weird wallpaper, one of those like kitschy, weird hologram pictures of like Jesus and a waterfall, or something.
and like a Peking sunset. Ooh. And the walls have sort of been stained brown from the grease
the
fires.
And you can see them making your food. You're like looking down.
I'm like, the guy smiles at you. He's missing a few teeth. There's but have you ever seen those people eat though? The people who work at the Chinese foods. I'm not trying to be racist, but
we always do somehow get.
But what they eat,
racist segment of the day.
So, but they what they eat is brown rice. Well, right. The people today, I'm not talking about everybody in the whole, all Chinese people. But today, I went in there at like dinner time, and what they were eating was brown rice, broccoli, and some like pork gristle or something. But not
fried.
Much, just right. Very little of it, one bowl full. And then they give me my food, and it's like 15 pounds of food. Really, they shouldn't do that.
No, they should stop.
They should. I think Chinese food needs to meld with Japanese food, and they have to give you less food. So you.
Well, that's
you know,
the other one, actually. Sushi is the other one where you can eat and eat and eat and eat, and you don't think you're going to get full, and then you want to die.
No, but it's the cost of sushi that's prohibitive.
Yeah.
It's not the thing with
maybe you can get full on sushi, just none of us have known that, because it'd be $750. Give me 7 pounds of the sashimi. How's the yellow fin today?
Can I have an entire salmon on a bed of white rice?
Cut off the head.
Just that's what I want.
Just take bites of it.
Okay.
I feel nauseous.
Song.
Wow. Yeah, we need a song. We need to break up this train.
Break it up. Thank you. Soju size. So what we have today, we actually have the spin. Remember on the last show a month ago.
This is a new segment we're going to call Toot Our Own Horn.
Toot your
Toot.
Own horn.
Boop. Effer. I need that horn thing we had in the last episode. I'm glad I broke it in a drunken stupor. So if you pick up the latest edition of Spin Magazine, the November issue,
it's
page 18, mofos.
No, it's probably, they're probably taking off the shelves now.
No, I don't know what you were talking
November.
About. Last time you did that whole October-November thing. It's actually, it came out in November. It's November now.
Oh, goodness.
Here
true.
It is.
I think
page
you're
18.
Lying, dude.
We're called Up the Tree, we're called. None of this track stuff.
Oh, Up the Tree, we're called now. Huh.
What does it say, Benny?
Two quote, and we're in the center, and we have, like, the biggest spread, so suck it, everybody.
You like them apples, fuckers?
It says, a podcast junkie favorite, this New York show moves from the under the radar, Art Brut, Black Mountain, to off the map, Harry and the Potters.
Harry and the Potters. Getting some
Harry
national media attention from us.
Yeah, baby. We make you happen. And also, the other, our main man, one of our friends, Mod Pod,
Hells
is
yeah,
also
mofo.
On there.
Well, he's off to the side.
Oh,
you know,
snappies.
We kid.
Oh man,
we're serious.
But Mod Pod's in there as well, so that's a big shout out to Mr. Mod himself. I hope he does some more podcasts. It's been a while, buddy.
What's up, dude?
But it's nice. It's nice to get mentioned, and we also found out we're in two O'Reilly books about podcasting.
Like O'Reilly, like Bill
podcasting,
O'Reilly?
Not Bill O'Reilly.
He does
O'Reilly
books on podcasting.
They're like
fucker.
Technical books.
Yeah, fucker.
It's just like how to podcast, hacking podcast or something. Some one of those.
So the seven
new.
People that bought those.
Howdy.
Take a look at pages. We don't know yet.
Don't
actually,
know yet.
It's in there somewhere.
They're sending us the books.
But that's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, we got tons exciting. To talk about, don't we?
We do.
Don't
well, it doesn't seem like it now.
No. Now I'm like, where are we at? 10 minutes?
Oh, thank God.
Son of a bitch.
That means we only have to go for a few more minutes. We're not even at 10.
Oh, shit. So what's on the agenda?
Well, agenda.
Tomorrow.
Yes. Tomorrow,
is
yes.
Is the anniversary of...
For us. It may not be... It's probably today for you or
oh, yeah. This might be like Monday or something for people. Bloody Nipples tomorrow. Once again, the New York City Marathon is... happening again tomorrow, so if you're out and about, look at the guys with the white shirts and the blood dripping from their raw
totally
nipples.
Disgusting.
No one learns.
Now, you warned everybody last year.
I did. Everyone
I
should know.
If everybody paid attention.
I don't think our listeners are marathon runners, per
I
se.
I don't think so. I think they just finished their Chinese food as well.
Yeah, and are puking and enjoying it. Once again, hey, two for the money.
Oh, come on, dude.
Sorry.
That is
so
too far,
sorry.
Mister.
So sorry. But yeah, if you check it out, if you're around.
So, yeah. So wait, just describe to everybody what happens. Why do runners get bloody nipples? This is
I can't confirm
question.
That women. This happens to women, actually, because a lot of women are wearing these sports bras, which adds some sort of protector.
Special.
But a lot of the guys
bra,
who are running the marathon for the first time, they've been training and training and training, but don't realize that you need to wear some sort of Band-Aid over the nipple. Because when you run with that jersey on, it's just like sandpaper. Fucking disgusting. Oh, God. You see them run by. It's like I said a year ago. It looks like they spilled a V8 on their nipples. And they got that weird. People.
I wonder if it scabs
people
up.
People should
too.
Not run. You look ridiculous. If you want to look not cool,
let's just take a cab, dude.
Take the hot. Get like Angelina Jolie to run a marathon. You'd be like, oh. Jesus. Who is that? They're like about
I already feel that way about
to
her now.
Die. Man. Well, it's a bad example. I don't
they're
know who you like.
Kids.
Well, that's because you like boys. So Brad Pitt.
What?
That's right. We've outed Ben.
No, it's not true. People.
Well, you are happy.
I'm happy. When I'm posed at the closing end, maybe only then. I'm
Well, let's go. Well, you actually brought notes. This is the first.
I wrote tracks of the tree. We've gone over two things so far.
Those are both on your notes. Well done. I didn't even notice.
The Bloody Nipples anniversary.
I can't believe you actually did notice. This is the first time you've ever brought anything to the show of any consequence.
Of course, it's like the back of an envelope of like a bill I have to pay.
What's the bill for? It's more interesting.
Oh, wait, it's just an envelope.
I'm joking. Did you sign the back of your envelope?
I was trying to... it's a long story. I'm applying to grad school, and I got a letter of recommendation from this guy, and he has to send me a sealed envelope that's signed, so I was trying to forge his autograph there. Anyways.
Wait, what? He asked you to send a signed envelope?
No. If you're going to apply to grad school, kids, right, you got to get a signed envelope that's sealed with the letter of recommendation in it. So the person that wrote your letter of recommendation has to sign the back. So I went through like 100 envelopes because he just gave me the letter with no envelope. So I was like, instead of sending it back.
Wow. So you're like admitting
on air,
national airtime people, that you're purposefully deceiving your grad school. This is the same thing that got you fired from your last job.
I don't give a fuck.
Same thing.
That's how much I believe in the reality of this show, people.
That's really great. I can't wait till
we need to get a little more drunk, I think.
Yes. But we're not getting drunk on Coors Light.
We're not. We need to do some shots.
Shots of...
I had a martini before I came over. Is that sad? I felt like an old...
Where did you have a martini?
At my home, by myself, waiting for you to call me to come over.
Wait, you made yourself
a martini?
I was like,
ooh, I have olives and vodka. What does that mean, folks?
How about vermouth?
I'm like, I'm kind of hungry, too. I might as well make some loudmouth soup.
Well, that's probably where you got the olives from. You're probably going through your pantry. And we're like, I have olives. I'm never going to eat these normally. I'm going to put them in some
with
alcohol.
Yeah, I felt like a thrice divorced fucking old lady just like sitting at home in her bathrobe.
Sad thinking about... I've been feeling that way, too. Actually, you know what I did today? This is what I did all of today. I woke up. Here's a breakdown of what happened. I woke up today. Diane left to go to her father's house. Son of a... so I was up, and then I sat on the couch and watched a DVD of Samurai Champloo, which is an awesome anime show. You can get it on Netflix. I recommend it today. And... then I fell asleep, and then I woke up.
I'm so tired from sleeping in. It's so nice out. I would love to be up.
And then I think I woke up because I was hungry, so then I had some food. And then I started watching The Life of Birds, and I fell asleep.
The Life of Birds.
Yes.
That's
a BBC show.
Holy crap.
And I fell asleep with that because the birds are the...
Look at the pretty bird.
It's like David Attenborough going, and the... Chicory is a special little darling.
He waggles his blue tail at his mating, sir.
Yeah. And so then I fell asleep again with my my cat on my chest through sleeping.
Pepper,
with me. I was actually like
Psycho
living
cat.
I was living Pepper's life, and I have to say it's really kind of sucky. You never feel like the day starts. You just sleep.
Just hit my tooth with the microphone because that was so funny.
Oh man, I always said it must be awesome to be a cat, but it fucking sucks. You never feel like you're getting anywhere in your life.
Yeah, it's daytime. Who cares?
Oh, my God, today I went for a walk.
I don't fucking care.
Today I went for a walk like a yuppie. I'm like, I'm gonna go for a walk around my neighborhood.
Meanwhile, I'm like calling you, sipping my martini, like, when are we gonna do the show, fucker? I need to feel not desperate.
Oh man, this is the unfortunate, ugly, dirty truth about who we actually are.
Yeah, that's true.
We do not.
We're only awesome on the show, peeps.
Yeah, we're really like normal every other point.
Yeah, we're in relationships, both of us. Somehow, I don't quite understand that. Although I was the Mac Dad last night because of my girlfriend's birthday, and I took her out to dinner. Surprise party for her. You didn't show up again.
No, partner. I don't show up for that stuff.
Somebody has other stuff he's always got to do.
Sorry.
He's like, you know, I would love to go. I got to go to the Guggenheim for a VIP, blah, blah.
Sorry, I had VIP action at the Guggenheim where Matthew Deer was spinning, so I had to go do that. Sorry about that.
You know, it's...
I'm afraid I was underneath where people couldn't go is me and all the hot bitches.
It's just a celebrity lifestyle. Whatever. What can we say? This show is...
Sorry,
really,
dude.
I got... went to Canvas Bar and Lounge. It's a little bit ghetto.
So this is what you did last night. You went to Canvas Bar. Is
Canvas with a K. Yeah, no, it's in Manhattan.
Canvas with
a K. They're clever with a K.
Who the
flip.
So I know this guy. I was training this guy at work. His name's Jean-Francois. He's very gay in French, or either or both. I'm not sure what.
Would he have problems hearing that on the show?
He's like, hello. It is great to see you. I love you. Come to my place, and we'll give you a free room and all this stuff. But it was
a
funny.
Free room?
Well, we had a whole back room for the surprise, and we had free drinks and stuff, which was cool. No cover.
Sweet.
You know, the celebrity we have now with this show is just, you know, people are trying to get us to go there. They just want to... I had to talk a lot because people didn't know who I was. So when, yeah. When they heard my voice, they're like, oh, you're just Josiah. It's exciting.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Except so that our room had, like, a leak. It was, like, a big garbage can in the middle of the room. And, like, shit dripping.
What?
Like, that's exciting.
Wow, that's VIP treatment. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, yeah. I could have bought a hooker for the week. It would have been cheaper.
Right.
Instead of just... You know, getting birthday presents,
well, that's,
and dinner.
That's a lesson for everybody out there.
That's right. Just get a hooker, people.
Just, you know, it's...
$100.
Really?
And you'll definitely get laid and have some fun.
Uh-huh. That's going to be good. Hi, Stacey. So what was the rest of Stacey's birthday like?
It was good. We went to Babbo.
Babbo, yeah.
Went
that's
a fancy pants restaurant.
That's the most expensive restaurant, I think.
That's the most expensive restaurant I've ever been at. Yeah. I was like, got the bill. I'm laughing. I'm like, this is hilarious. No, come on. What is it really? But we had like,
you know what I like doing.
Tongue and
you know what I love doing. Now you probably don't have this because you make more than me. But sometimes I like going. I like going to like restaurants and I order food and I realize that the wait staff make more money than I do.
Yeah, no, they definitely make more money than I do. This guy was professional. It's like, can I get a smile? Can you smile a little? You know?
Yeah.
It's like, hello, I'm a robot. These are our special today, blah, 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 blah. And you don't understand a word he's saying. He just said, like, 15 ingredients you've never heard of in your life.
This is sheep's
fowl. This is really boring. I'm sorry. Ben and I are catching up. Because we haven't talked
it's
to each
not
other.
Boring.
Though. It's not boring. It's awesome.
Here's a song.
Yay.
I know I'm wasting pressure.
loves great indie music, and then we always revert to singing some cheesy 80s song.
Well, I like the 80s.
Or rap.
I miss the 80s.
I miss the 80s.
I love the 80s. Love it so much.
So how was your Halloween? You didn't show up for that fucking party either, man.
No,
I had a Halloween party. You weren't there.
No, I didn't do that either.
Ben doesn't like me.
That's funny.
It's a professional.
You know what it is? You know what it is?
Have you ever been to my apartment? You've never been to my apartment.
No, I've never been to your apartment.
You motherfucker. We've been doing this show for a year.
I know, but this is the first. Well, one, you don't have a computer with a microphone or anything.
I have a computer. It's my girlfriend's, fucker.
Yeah, well, why don't we record a show over at your place?
Let's do it. It's not going to change the show at all, really. Here we are. We can just pretend. Here we are at my house.
Okay,
first time ever.
Wow. Pretty nice.
I like the
nice.
Curtains.
I like your cat, Pepper.
That's weird.
It looks just like my cat. Wow, your house looks just like my house.
I stole him.
So, yeah, I didn't come to your... Well, the problem with me is that right now, the way that my life is... And now I'm not trying to be like sound like I'm really cool or anything... But I'm so busy that you really have to make plans with me like a month and a half ahead of time.
You know, if Guggenheim calls, you got a slot for that.
Well, I didn't go to the last one.
I didn't go to the last soiree.
My friend,
Ms. Hilton,
had to reserve a month ahead of time. I'm not kidding.
All right.
I'm not kidding.
These are the things he tells me, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry, man. I'm busy. And then on Halloween, I had a previous engagement. I was in New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Yeah.
That's like smelly New York. What is that all about? Why would you go there?
Okay. Now that is just...
Man, I am like shunning my girlfriend, my friends at work, now all of New Jersey.
All of New Jersey. New Jersey has some
beautiful
parts.
The gay and the French.
It has some... That's not really...
That's not too hard.
But...
Woo! Clank.
Woo! So I was in New Jersey, and New Jersey was actually really beautiful. These are parts of New Jersey. There are the awful parts of New Jersey, which are like closest to New York is awful.
Right, exactly. It's just like the shit balls of...
I mean, Hoboken is nice, but kind of like how France is nice. It's nice aside from the people. If the people weren't there, it'd be nicer.
I see.
Hoboken is really, really... It's a beautiful
it's
city.
It's like all of France. Crappy. Good job, buddy.
Sorry. Well, we said you already talked about your French friend who gave you a free room and free drinks. And
I just had to blow him. It wasn't that
him.
Weird.
All right.
Anyway. So I was Kurt Cobain for Halloween. I don't know if it was too soon or not. Stacey was...
It was 10 years.
Stacey was Courtney Love. Well, it's funny. It was a very polarized reaction from people. Some people were like, it's great. Oh, what a great idea. Like, Andy came in, he was just like, dude, that is in bad taste.
Really?
Yeah, he was all, like, pissy with me. Because the whole back end of my head was blown out. That might have something to do. We'll have to put a picture on
the
website.
And also, his hair was stuck straight up and red.
I hairsprayed the back of the wig for about 4 days, and I added blood and stuff, and it was funny, I thought. The really funny thing was that Stacey was vomiting at the end of the night, dressed as Courtney Love, which is really... She's like smoking a cigarette and puking in the living room and stuff. I was like, this is a wonderful moment, darling. but
that
yeah, because in
perfect
Spin...
perfect end to your costume.
Exactly. In Spin Magazine, there's an ad for The Last Days, you know? So I wanted to do
a
listener poll to see who did it better, Kurt Cobain. Yours truly, or
I would like to know from the listeners what were you for Halloween? I mean,
that's right.
And I wasn't anything. I'm such a loser. I always say like I have these great ideas about what I'm going to do, and then it just things move ahead. I'm going to start planning now. I'm going to get my costume ready this week. It's probably cheaper anyway. You probably get
it
all
is,
the bits you need. Man, that's brilliant.
Exactly.
But it was
good
fun,
and you missed it, fucker.
Sorry,
oh,
man.
Your fault.
Sorry, I was in Jersey. Jersey. I was,
fun time, my ass.
I was actually in Vernon, Jersey.
Oh yeah,
right by where one of our friends lives,
Michaela.
I was you almost spilled,
almost spilled beer all over the fucking.
You
get
your ass.
Good thing it's empty.
Ha ha ha!
I should be drunk.
You
now,
are
but I'm not.
Tangent man again.
Sorry. Back to your point.
Shut up.
I'll be over here.
Okay. So I went out to Vernon. I had a nice little time. Went out to the forest and went walking in the Appalachian Trail and watched the squirrels.
Hello, sailors!
just had a nice little, you know, a little
somebody
apple picking.
Fabulous!
Look at all the apples.
I don't need this shit from you, mister.
All right, how about another song? I have no concept of how the show is going.
It's like every show. I just think that this is the last one because people are going to stop. People are going to be like, oh, God, iTunes. Unsubscribe, motherfucker.
Well, let's play a song, and then we'll talk more about iTunes.
Woo!
Peace.
Boo!
So I'm trying to remember all the stuff I wanted to talk about this week. I keep on going like, oh, that'd be awesome. Like one of the things I thought about was like on trains. Now on the city subway train, there's, you know, if you're standing up, you know, it's a crowded train. You're standing up, you're holding onto the bar. The train is moving. You know, it's clipping right now.
Right,
know?
We're and, flying. It's rush
and it's
hour.
Getting, and now you're between a stop. It's moving and moving and moving. And someone who's sitting down right in front of you decides to get up while the train is moving and says, "Excuse me."
It's like
I can't do any. Like I can't let go of the bar while the train is in. So because once it stops and we're about to hit the, you know, you're getting up because you want to leave the train because it's about to stop. And I can't let go of the bar because the train's about to stop and I'm going to go flying forward.
That's how you can always tell a tourist. They just stand there, like, look at their map. They're not holding on to anything. They just go flying into, like, five people.
Totally.
They're like, sorry.
It's Einen.
Terribly sorry. Hello. The worst when you go to grab the bar and it's, like, greasy and hot.
Oh, my God.
You're like, ugh. You're just picturing all the bacteria that...
Oh, definitely. Although, the other... In Vernon, when I was out in Vernon, the funniest thing is that they're so... I don't know what's happening, but outside of New York, everybody's gone nuts because at the supermarket, they had antibacterial wipes for the shopping carts.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Outside of the thing where you pick up your shopping
cart. You know, we're
the
most healthy in New York City because we have to build up immune system. I actually read this because you're touching shit all the time, like literally shit. There's like shit on like elevators, the buttons. I think we probably talked about this already.
No, I don't think we have. This is,
who knows?
This is fantastic.
This is great. Continue.
This is great. Just keep that up.
On the elevators, there's buttons which make you go up and down. And like
wow.
Say the...
I think that's universal, Josiah. Thanks.
It's great. Unless it's a Wonka-vader.
Have they patented that?
Yes, I did. Every time you push the L button, I get 10 cents. Anyways.
Sweet.
But yeah, on like the main floor button, there's like 100 different kinds of like diseases and like Ebola and fucking... Poop, like actually poop, is on the...
That's the technical term for it.
Poopy. This has poopy on it. After further analysis...
we have determined
analysis.
That this brown substance smeared across the buttons is actually poop.
This tastes like shit.
Some people had thought it was chocolate. Some people thought it was an hors d'oeuvre.
It's a bit nutty.
Oh, no. Don't...
going too fast.
I'm like freaking out, you know, because we're sober, and it's like I'm analyzing everything we're saying now.
Well, it's this Coors. It's that's the
yeah,
problem.
Exactly.
I'm it's not like, getting any more relaxed.
I don't know if we're doing a good show. Is this good? what did I just say? Are we being? Oh, we're talking about Chinese food for an hour
oh,
and a half.
Oh God, is that too long?
We're so unorganized.
What are you talking about?
No one loves us.
Oh
anymore.
God. Oh jeez.
You know, this is Saturday night. I could be making like $1 trillion at work right now, but I'm here with you. You fucker. Collective Sigh. That could be a band name.
Collective Sigh? Good one. Hey, anybody out there?
Good definitely, band name. You have to be very
band
mellow.
Name of the
band
week!
Name of the day!
Oh, speaking of that, Link of the Day.
Oh, yeah. Link of the...
Link!
Do you have the website address?
It's in my email, so...
That's really
well. It's
useful.
From here's the thing. I got
thanks
a friend
everybody.
Of mine.
We're just in a,
so a friend of mine sent me this link.
You know, we're gonna do this thing. We're
link!
Not gonna have any
link of the day.
So I got this link in the mail.
I'm gonna get a drink. Do you want a real drink with
yeah.
like alcohol? In
booze,
it?
Booze, booze. All right, we're
do
gonna
like
take
a rum and coke or something.
We're gonna pause here, ladies and gentlemen, so we can make some liquor
flipping
drinks.
Flipping alcohol because Coors Light sucks.
Coors Light sucks. Coors Light sucks.
Whatever happened to Rheingold?
Wow,
thanks,
Chef P.
Anyways.
We don't have Rheingold.
Why aren't they sending us cases of free booze?
I don't know.
They are the fuel of this show.
Well, now we're going to do rum
right.
and coke. Or
rum and coke.
Okay.
I'm starting to hurt.
Let's pause here.
Okay, we'll pause and then we'll start. We'll go with the link of the day.
Intermission. Begin intermission. Thank you for listening to Tracks Up the Tree. We're currently getting booze from the fridge. End intermission. Just move my smile out of place.
That's the end of part one. Turn over the disc and listen to part two.
Unfortunately, part two will be around next Monday. So keep your iTunes tuning. And here are the links. The first one up was the Spinto Band with Brown Boxes. The next one is the Lantern Melody by the Clogs. Clogs are actually a part of The National, so interesting switch there. Next one up is No Key, No Plan by Ackerville River from our friends over at Catbird Seat. I Ain't Saying My Goodbyes by Tom Vick. Next one is Sunny by one of our favorite bands, Pete and the Pirates. And last up is a live track of Franz Ferdinand and the Scissor Sisters with our favorite boy, David Bowie's Suffragette City. And I'll see you all next week when the rum starts flowing and Josiah and I get a little bit crazy. Stay tuned. Bye-bye.